When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, Memorial Day is almost here, and that means it's time to get fired up for grilling season. So sweep off your deck, throw back the grill cover, and fire up the mouthwatering flavor of Omaha Steaks when you go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and get 50% off site-wide with Omaha Steaks Memorial Day sale. That's 50% off everything Omaha Steaks has to offer. Not just the steaks, which are absolutely incredible, but they've also got awesome jumbo franks, brats, chicken, seafood. They've got pork. They've got appetizers. I just ordered a bunch of meatballs and chicken wings for my freezer to get ready for grilling season. So head over to omahasteaks.com/dogs and see what they have to offer. This is a great opportunity to get a great deal on great food. omahasteaks.com/dogs, 50% off site-wide Memorial Day sale, and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out. You'll get an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So load up on all the summer classics for half the price at omahasteaks.com/dogs, and don't forget to use our promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, and get that extra $30 off your order. You got to hurry. The Memorial Day sale will be gone before you know it. That's omahasteaks.com/dogs, promo code DOGS, when you check out for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh All Alone with you guys, and I've got a very special episode ready for you guys. You're not going to want to miss this one. We have got Browns rookie linebacker Nathaniel Bookie Watson on the show today. We'll be talking to him about his experience with rookie minicamp and just coming into the NFL, and some, you know, discussions about his time in college at Mississippi State. He did some pretty incredible things while he was in college, and I'm not just talking about on the football field. So we will dive into all that. But before we do, just want to make sure you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell. We are getting very close to 10,000 subscribers, and we really appreciate everybody supporting the show and subscribing to the channel. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, again, like I keep telling you guys, and you guys are following through, I appreciate it. Please scroll to the bottom of the page, leave us a 5-star written review, just a quick comment in there. Great show, awesome Browns content, love these guys, whatever. I mean, you could say the show sucks if you really think so. But at the end of the day, the 5-star written reviews really help get our podcast in front of more Browns fans like you guys, and that's what we're trying to do. So today's episode, I just want to talk a little bit about Nathaniel, and I will call him that right now up until the interview, but after that, it is straight Bookie from there. Nathaniel Watson, he was the Browns' 6th-round pick in the draft just last month, and just looking at some of his, well, first of all, he's 6'2", 233 pounds, big. If you've seen any of the videos from training camp or the rookie mini camp, him out on the field, yes, I know these guys are just in helmets and shorts and whatever, but this is a big linebacker. And the way he's got some speed, he can move, he's going to be very exciting to watch this season. So I just want to go through some stats, and we'll just talk about the last couple years. In 2022, he had 113 total tackles, 12 tackle for loss, 6 sacks, and an interception. And then in 2023, just this past season, he went even higher on that, 137 tackles, 13 tackle for loss, 10 sacks, and another interception. He had 21 sacks over the last three seasons in college. The dude can get after the quarterback. And so I just want to talk about a couple things about Bukie Watson. This comes from Barry Shuck's article on Dogs by Nature, breaking down the Browns' rookie linebacker. I'll just read the scouting report real quick. This is from the Draft Network. It says, Mississippi State's Nathaniel Watson enters the draft after a sensational career that saw him develop into one of the best and most productive linebackers in college football. Watson is a six-year senior who has played a ton of football. He aligned as an off-the-ball linebacker in the Bulldogs' 3-3-5 defense, and that's where he projects best at the next level. But we talked to him about that, and this guy can play every single linebacker position because he's already done it throughout his college career. So we do talk about that. It says, continues on, Watson is a well-built linebacker with good size and excellent length. He is an above-average athlete who is a smooth mover in space but lacks quick twitch and explosive movements. Watson is a good player in zone coverage, displaying a good ability to get depth in his drops. He shows good awareness of backs and receivers entering into his area. He is an instinctive player in coverage and naturally can flow to the football by reading the quarterback's eyes. I can't wait for you guys to hear the interview because his excitement and enthusiasm to be part of the Cleveland Browns, to be part of this Jim Schwartz defense, just radiates off of him. It's a ton of fun. Before we dive into the interview, I just want to go through Bukie Watson's career honors through his college career because the list is extensive. And as long as Barry didn't leave anything off the list, I don't want to leave anything off the list. So, NFL Combine Participant, 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl Participant, 2024 East-West Shrine Bowl Invitee, 2023 SEC Fall Academic Honor Roll, 2023 Phil Steele All-American Third Team, 2023 Phil Steele All-SEC First Team, 2023 ESPN All-American Second Team, 2023 AP All-American Third Team, 2023 All-SEC First Team, 2023 AP SEC Defensive Player of the Year. That's the big one. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, led the entire conference in tackles, and was just, wow, did he ever wreak havoc on the SEC. He was the 2023 AP All-SEC First Team, 2023 College Football Network All-American Second Team, 2023 College Football Network All-SEC First Team, 2023 Butkus Award Finalist, Best Linebacker Award in all of college. So he was a finalist for that award. 2023 Walter Camp Defensive Player of the Week, which was Week 12 versus Southern Miss. 2023 SEC Defensive Player of the Week, that was also Week 12 versus Southern Miss. 2023 Connerly Trophy Finalist, 2023 Butkus Award Semifinalist, 2023 Bednarek Award National Defensive Player of the Week in Week 8 versus Arkansas. I'm almost done, guys. We're getting there. 2023 SEC Defensive Player of the Week in Week 8 at Arkansas. 2023 Bronco Nagurski Trophy Watch List. 2023 Preseason All-SEC. 2023 Preseason All-SEC. That's from the media. 2022 Second Team All-SEC. 2022 SEC Academic Honor Roll and SEC Academic Honor Roll in 2020 as well. Bukie Watson is a very exceptional young man. He's done great things throughout college. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, on the field, off the field, in the classroom, he's very impressive. And I'm excited for him to be on the team. If you guys have watched the show, you know that when the draft wrapped up, you know, a few weeks ago in April, I came out of the weekend very excited about the entire draft class, but I was just over the moon about drafting Nathaniel Watson in the sixth round. I can't believe we got Bukie Watson. I'm so excited to have him on the team. And, you know, after the interview, I'm sure you guys will feel the same if you're not already there with me, but I really do believe that he has a chance to, you know, step into a very large contributing role early on in his career this year in 2024 and make a big impact on the field. So, I have rambled enough. I've talked enough about him. I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to the interview, and then we will wrap things up when we're done. All right. So, like I said in the intro, I am joined by new Browns rookie linebacker Nathaniel Watson, and that is the last time that I'm going to call you that because if I've been following everything correctly and you just told me I did say it right, it's not Nathaniel, it's not Nate, it's Bukie, right?
Yes, sir, Bukie.
Bukie. So I was doing some reading about this, and I didn't get the full story. So I kind of want to know, where did Buki come from? Because I see that your dad was Big Buki, right?
Yeah.
And you
it was just,
what's that?
I was Little Buki.
Little Buki.
It was just Buki. I was Little Buki growing up. And then, like, after a while, I got big, so everybody just started calling me Buki. And he started going by Nate. So, yeah, that's how it really, like, I never got to ask him, like, where the nickname came from. He passed away to COVID in 2021.
I'm
so, I never got to ask. So, that is all good. I never got to ask him then. I always forget to ask my mom where it came from. So, I just go along with it. So, well, yeah.
That's pretty cool that he was Buki, and then you became Buki after, you know, just kind of passed on to you. I think that's really neat. So we've talked to a couple other guys from rookie minicamp, which you guys just finished that up. We talked to tight end Trayton Welch just a couple days ago. One thing that I wanted to ask you about. So Trayton mentioned probably three or four times that the ultimate goal for the team is to win the Super Bowl. So I'm just curious, man, like how early did the team instill that priority with you guys during the minicamp?
Oh, I mean, it really always been like our dream, like as a rookie to come in and win the Super Bowl. It really just one of big, like big factor right here. They always talk about the next step, and obviously the next step is to win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, they really did install it too much, but you know, that's everybody like goal and like everybody around the facility. They want to win a Super Bowl, so yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, we've heard that from multiple players now. It just seems like that we've talked a lot in the past years as the Browns have shifted the culture within the team because, you know, for decades, it just that the team was not a very winning organization, but it seems like we've got the right front office, we've got the right coaches in there, and now we're getting all, I mean, the roster is stacked, and you are a big piece of that, in my opinion, and I guess, what is your reaction to being drafted into a defense that's coordinated by Jim Schwartz?
It's really really awesome because I came from a defense that was aggressive and played a lot of man coverage and blitz. So I really ain't changed too much. Just now I got Myles Garrett in front of me. So that's really the biggest takeaway from it. So yeah, I just look forward to playing for him. He's a hell of a coach from the first time I got here, when we had Ricky Mini Camp, I can just tell by the energy that he give out, like positive vibes and that he want to win. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned Myles Garrett. And I saw an interview with you, right, where you were kind of talking about being starstruck by some of these guys are on this roster, right? So, Myles is one of those dudes. I'm guessing what, like Deshaun and Nick Chubb and some of these other guys too?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I definitely remember watching Nick Chubb at Georgia. Just like, because I played running back a little bit in high school, so just watching his highlight, I remember watching all that. Myles Garrett, Deshaun Watson, bro, I don't want to be like them guys, and I'm actually like teammates with them. So yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy, and I mean, I personally, and this is not a slight to any of the other guys that we drafted, you know, back last month, but when the Browns picked you, I was like, man, this is awesome. I was probably the most excited about you as the, you know, being a draft pick for the Browns, because there's just there's a big opportunity at linebacker, and just going back and looking at your college production and everything that you accomplished, I was like, man, I cannot believe we got this guy. Like your college career was very impressive.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Man.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm glad to be here. So yeah,
that's great to hear. Last year, you know, I was kind of watching some other interviews with you, and you know, you had talked about thinking about declaring after 2022, but you said you didn't feel like you were ready. Looking at the production, I mean, it seemed like you kind of had the stats to warrant being drafted. I think you probably would have been, but you know, what was it, 113 tackles, 12 tackle for loss, 6 sacks and an interception. But what were the main things that you wanted to focus on and improve on in that final year of college?
Really, the reason I came back was because I didn't think I was ready for like the league, so I just wanted to come back, just like sharpen up on a few things, like getting off blocks more. That's only like on the field stuff, like getting off blocks, working on my coverage skills more. So really, just working on it, and then like off the field, I just wanted to get better at being a vocal leader. You know, trying to boost other teammates to play up to my capability. Or surpass my capability, just so we all like have fun out of. So yeah,
that's I mean, that's really cool. I mean, so 6 years in college, and I mean, the COVID year had something to do with that, right?
Yeah.
But I, again, looking into you, you didn't waste any time. You got 2 degrees while you were in college, an undergrad and a master's. So I guess just talk to me a little bit about the commitment that it takes, because I know football by itself is demanding. College by itself is very demanding. And you didn't just do both. You like dominated both. So just tell me about your mindset over those 6 years and what drove you to not just excel on the football field, but also in the classroom.
Really, I ain't gonna lie to you. My first year, I was just in college just to have fun.
Hey, so was I. I know all about that.
I was just having fun. I really wasn't paying too much attention, like football and stuff. I had older heads in front of me, so I mean, I probably would have played, but I knew I wouldn't get that much playing time. So I just said, "Yeah, I'm just enjoying my first year of college down the lockdown." So like after that year, I was just like, I saw other linebackers get drafted and stuff. I was like, oh. I probably actually got a shot and I was going to lead. Because, you know, everybody ain't promised to lead in college. He promised to go to college, but everybody promised to go to lead. So I was like, if I lock in, I could probably get up to lead. And then on the side of, like, education, I mean, that was always the goal. Mom, Duke Grimes, sister, they always wanted me to get my undergrad. And once I got my undergrad and I still had, like, two more years, I was like, I might as well go for my master's. But when I had went for my master's, I wasn't planning on coming back for the 6 year. That's why I had did it so fast, try to get it all knocked out. So yeah, but it really just if I had to tell like younger people, it just you got to find your balance when it comes to like studying your plays and then doing work. And for me personally, my balance was really working out in the morning, getting everything done, and then nighttime I just grind it out, complete as much like homework and stuff as I can. Because I was all online, so I really didn't have too much to do in class. So, but yeah.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, that is the one thing about, I mean, just college in general, you got to find that routine, because for most people, it's the first time you're really like on your own. Now, so you were not on campus right away. Is that what you're saying?
No, I was on campus. I just like, I went like after COVID, I went on campus, but like my second 2019, I was on campus. And then after COVID, that's when I just locked in and like, shit.
Gotcha. Because I know like my freshman year in college, I did really well in high school. I was like 4.0 student and everything, but I never had to study. It was just, I don't know, school was just easy in high school. And I got to college and then I was immediately on academic probation. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm like, I don't know how to study. I don't know how to, I guess, be responsible for myself. So I had to definitely grow up pretty quick, but I got there too. So you stayed in college then for last season, 2023. And I mean, impressive. You led the SEC in tackles, 137, 13 tackle for loss, 10 sacks. And we all know the SEC is always full of NFL talent, and you just dominated that conference. So you ended the season, I believe, with 2 straight games with 21 tackles in each game.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. It's just crazy. I still, when I think back on it, I'd be like, dang, I really did that. But yeah, I couldn't tell you where I came from. Just got to thank the Lord for putting me in that position to be able to manage all that. So yeah.
Yeah, amen. That was going to be my next kind of question is, what do you remember about that? But because it's insane. I look at that and it's like 21 tackles. That is just incredible. And you did it 2 weeks in a row. Wow.
With a bomb knee. So
oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
I had a bomb knee, so yeah, that's the crazy part. Don't nobody know nothing about that, but yeah.
So I guess I didn't really find anything about this. Did you ever miss any games in college with like injuries or anything? Because it seemed like you played pretty much every game.
I played every game up to, I think it was 21. 21, I missed one game, and that was the Memphis game. I had an ankle injury, but other than that, like I played through down to every injury I had. So yeah.
I was going to say, because you don't rack up tackles the way you did missing games. So.
Nah, yeah. That was my goal. I try my best not to miss no games because me and my padre, Jed Johnson, we always had that look. Well, everybody made it seem like it was a bit, but it was just our friendly competition of seeing who can have the most tackles. So, yeah.
That's cool, man.
Both look better. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You know, those like friendly competitions to, you know,
yeah,
keep each other accountable and build each other up. I love that.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess what else about minicamp, rookie minicamp stood out to you with the, you know, just with the Browns or the NFL in general, some of the other rookies coming in, the coaches, the front office? What was your overall impression coming from college into now the professional side of football?
Really just how everything works. You know, the league, they say the league move fast, and like firsthand, like it actually do move fast. It moves fast when you don't know the plays and stuff, when you just learn to play. But after, like, you get to play down, it's the same ball. It's like SEC ball. Like, it just, well, like college ball. I'm saying, I'm going to say it just SEC, but yeah. Like college, you just playing ball. You've been playing ball your whole life. So, I mean, it really speeds up. And then when you get everything, that's when you just start going in a straight line. And then, but like the other thing, I say like vets in second year, they doing a really good job, but like helping the young guy without it, like us rookies coming in, they showing us the ropes, having us around and stuff, and they be out there practice with us, just running some of the drills with us. So they really just showing us how practice gonna flow throughout the season and stuff. So I mean, that's really helpful.
That's awesome to hear, because you know I've heard from other players just in reading and things like that, that the transition from college to the NFL can be pretty difficult. Because tell me if I'm getting this correctly, but in college, a lot of your trainings and workouts and things are kind of more scheduled. You've got class schedules and things like that to kind of keep you on track. And in the professional side of things, I've heard it's just kind of when you're not with the team and there's not stuff going on, it's kind of up to you what you do and if you're going to train or not, if you're going to study or not. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. You just, it's like I said, you got to have your own plan. So you just got to know how to balance everything out, working out and studying, getting your rest and everything. Taking care of your body. So yeah, once you get your plan, it's everything smooth sailing.
That's awesome. It sounds like you got your head on straight, because being able to do what you did in college with school and football and everything, and just the way you're acclimating already to the NFL level, it's pretty impressive, I gotta tell you.
Oh yeah, Mississippi State preparing me, and also like the ladies in my life really helped me be the man who I am. So they really helped me, moms, grandmas, sisters. All of them prepared me for this opportunity, so I'm thankful for them.
That's right. Behind every great man is an even better woman or multiple women. That's for sure.
Well, definitely. That's true.
So you mentioned Mississippi State. Your college defensive coordinator was Zach Arnett.
Yeah.
I saw a quote. He said that you played every linebacker position for the team during your career. Is that right?
Yeah. Outside, inside, I did it all. I tried to get a nose guard one time. He wouldn't let me.
That's hilarious. But I guess does that experience playing all those different linebacker positions, does that kind of give you like a mental edge coming into the NFL, knowing that, you know, you could be the coach's answer at multiple different spots on the field?
Oh, yeah. Because like me personally, I think it was after 2019, which was before COVID, when we had got a new staff. I had made it like my job that I was gonna know every like job description of the linebackers, like Sam, Mike, Will, everything they do. So like after I learned all that, I became a Swiss Army knife for Mississippi State. Like I was playing on special team. I played on every special team wherever they needed me. And then I get in the linebacker, play each position. If another player went down, and then throughout my rest of my years, I still continue to play every position. Even when I was starting at Mike. So really just knowing all that and me being able to be like a Swiss Army knife, I think it really helped me coming in the league and stuff. for the coaches, you know, we use the guy for this, that, anything, because we know he's going to get the job done. We know he's going to do what he's going to do. So, and that's truthful. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that was just whenever I was looking into you and doing research and stuff and watching some tape, and it was like, I don't, you know, some of the draft scouting stuff that you read, a lot of places I read kind of had you pegged as more of just like an inside linebacker, but I kept thinking you just seem more versatile than that. First of all, like, you could, I mean, you're a tackling machine, but you can get after the quarterback. I mean, how many, I should bring it up here. How many sacks did you have in college? You had a ton. What was it, 21?
Yeah, like 21 or something. So yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you had what, 10 last year and 6 the year before and 5 the year before that. So that's 21 in the last 3 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I feel like your coverage skills are good too.
Yeah, I mean, they good, but I ain't like get the coverage that much this past year.
Right.
That's really like the feedback I was getting from like scouts and stuff, like over pro day and stuff, like come behind. Like they had to go back to 2021 to see me recover. Just because like this past year, coach wanted to use me more as like rushing the quarterback spy guy. So yeah. I mean I wasn't knocking it. Whatever I had to do. So I mean, I'm a team player, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one important thing for people to understand is just because, like, if you're reading, you know, scouting reports and stuff, and they're saying, oh, this guy's cover skills aren't, you know, all that great or whatever, maybe they're being knocked. It's like, he probably wasn't asked to do that as much in college. We talked to Aiden Robbins a couple weeks ago about his receiving ability out of the backfield, and he said, I just wasn't asked to do it at BYU. And yeah, it's like, that makes total sense.
Yeah, that's how it be. I mean, you got other players around you, and then, like, Me personally, I was the main person on defense that blitzed a lot. So they used me for more packages, and then they dropped the other two linebackers. Sometimes we dropped out the linemen and they blitzed linebackers. So yeah.
Which makes sense because, I mean, getting after the quarterback was, I understand why they used you that way for sure.
I got a hate for quarterback. So yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see that this year. Seriously, I think that you got a great opportunity to get on the field early. I think that you have an opportunity to make a big impact early. I don't know. We've been talking about you on the show, you know, since you've been drafted, you know, to the Browns, and just saying, keep an eye on Watson, because I really think that he's going to pop off the screen a lot earlier than many fans are expecting.
I plan to make a big impact. First time I touch the field.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. So I guess we'll just kind of wrap up here, like the last couple questions, but I just want to talk to you about Martin Emerson, because he was your teammate at Mississippi State for 3 years. Is that right?
Yeah, 3 years.
Okay. So I guess just what is your relationship like with Emerson, and, you know, how has that relationship impacted your transition into the NFL to this point?
Me and him, I always had a good relationship. You know, obviously we played together. He obviously had put in good work for me here and there. And I had talked with Coach Dell. Coach Dell had said that he was talking good about me. So me and him always had a relationship. And like, for speaking on the field, like, he always held me accountable. I always held him accountable when we was up at Mississippi State. And he know when I'm leading defense, he always echoed right behind me. So yeah, I mean, we've always had a good relationship. But like the lead, for coming in the lead, he really just been showing me ropes and like just giving me like the spills and stuff on the ins and outs, how to move and stuff, like recovering my body and everything. Really just, he laid it out to me, plain and simple, like how the defense run. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait to get into it. It fit me perfect. So yeah.
That's awesome, man. I mean, playing that linebacker spot, and you already mentioned like behind a defensive line that's got Myles Garrett, and we got Za'Darius back and Tomlinson and, you know, Mo and Shelby Harris and all these guys, Mike Hall coming in. I think the last year the defense was overall, they were the number one defense in the league. I know on the road struggled a little bit, but at home, just absolute domination. Oh. And cannot wait to see you guys out there doing it again this year, and even better than it was last year.
I'm going crazy this year, most definitely.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Hey, real quick, have you gotten a chance to like get out and about up there at all?
No, I went to the baseball game.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, so I really ain't went out. I might go out today, just go look around and see the town and stuff. So yeah.
Was that the game the other guys threw out the first pitch? Or
yeah, Zach okay. Might, yeah.
That's really cool, man.
All the rookies had went, so yeah, that was a good experience.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad to hear you guys are enjoying it, and I'm glad to hear you're excited to be in Cleveland, be part of the team, be a Cleveland Brown, and we are very excited to have you on the team.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to this season, most definitely.
All right, man. Can't wait to see you and Emerson out there together and just everybody else. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I really appreciate you taking some time, jumping on the podcast, and just giving our listeners and viewers a chance to get to know you a little better.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all for having me on here.
All right, man. Good luck this season.
I appreciate it.
So again, huge, huge thank you to Buki Watson for joining me today on the podcast, coming in, giving me some of his time. I know things are busy, things are crazy. I mean, this guy, just like all the rookies, they are trying so hard to just get a grasp on the playbook and the flow and the routine of the NFL, of professional football. So really appreciate him taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us, to give you guys a little more insight into him and to get to know him a little better. And I cannot do this show without a humongo shout out to my boy Gage freaking Tucker from the Patreon Dog Pack member. He has been in there for years now. Gage, thank you so much. Gage helped coordinate and facilitate that interview and hooking us up with Buki Watson. So thank you for putting us in touch, and thank you for everything you do for the show, Gage Tucker. You are quite truly the man. And if you want to be in the Dog Pack, in the Patreon group, the private Discord with everybody, just like Gage is, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member over there on our Patreon page to get you access to that private Discord. And it just gets you this really nice big group of this online community. It's really, like we say all the time, it's like an online Browns backers group. It really is. We got people in there from all over the world. And, you know, whenever you're watching games on Sundays and you're in Minnesota and you're watching the Browns and, you know, nobody around is a Browns fan. Maybe your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever, they're not really big into football or they don't care about the Browns like you do. This group, I mean, we are in the Discord the entire game and you get to vent, you get to give your reactions, you get to commiserate and celebrate with everybody else in that group. It's so much fun. So check it out. There's a 7-day free trial when you first join. And, you know, if you don't want to stick around, you don't have to. And if you do, we'd love to have you. So that is jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member. I know a lot of you guys, when it came to the linebacker room after last season, heading into the offseason, it was like the main position that a lot of people were just screaming about, saying, we've got to address this position. I know a lot of people were bummed about losing Sione Takitaki. He played so well for the Browns while he was here. I think a lot of people were bummed about losing Anthony Walker, but I just think the injuries, you know, it's unfortunate because I loved Anthony Walker when he was here. I thought he played very well for us. But I really do believe, you guys let me know in the comments if you agree or disagree, but I think what the Browns have done at linebacker could be sneaky, freaking upside high ceiling good this year with Jordan Hicks. And they obviously, we still got JOK, who's just a machine out there. And now we bring in Buki Watson. We've got Devin Bush in that room too. And don't forget about Tony Fields. I think Tony Fields does a really nice job in his role on the defense at the linebacker position as well. So I'm not concerned one bit about the linebacker position. In fact, I'm excited. I think that it has the potential to be one of our most productive units. And that's saying something considering who we've got in our secondary, who we've got on our defensive line. But I really do believe that we're going to see some really, really great things out of these guys. And, you know, having Buki come in here to play alongside a guy like Jordan Hicks, who's done nothing over his career other than just tackle guys and just be a great leader on his defenses. So that's a great addition to the team. And we do have really high hopes. You know, there's good upside for Devin Bush to reclaim the early career that he was having when he first came in the NFL. And that talent's still there. It's just, can the Browns get it back out of him? And I think that there's a really good chance that happens. You factor in, I don't even need to mention JOK. JOK is JOK and he's going to do JOK things. He is a freaking dog. He's a stud. But Buki Watson has an opportunity here to come in and just absolutely contribute from day one. So very excited about him and about this linebacking core overall. So without further ado, I'm going to wrap this thing up. I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Buki Watson. Please drop your thoughts, reactions, anything, comments, questions, whatever you've got into the comments, and we will make sure we get to you guys. We'll talk to everybody if we can. We love hearing from you. And until I see you guys in the next one, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.